as a shown area are seeking a meeting with the Natural Parks and Wildlife to try and understand and maybe get a direction as to where and what we have to do to ensure that the situation we have now remains in place in relation to Article 6.4 and Article 6.5 of the Habitats Directive. And so far as obtaining planning permission and allowing farmers to construct slatted houses, etc., on their land. It also ties into what Councillor McDermott was on about as well in relation to the concrete. But as you know, the Lost Wally is a designated Natura 2000 site, which enjoys a 15-kilometre buffer zone for the further protection of the SPA and the SAC. But lately, legislation seems to be getting more and more stringent in relation to our septic tanks and our treatment systems within this area. And in that vein, we want to see what the National Parks and Wildlife have to say, and maybe then look to meet with the EPA, which is the Environmental Protection Agency, because we're starting to get into a very sticky situation, whereas we have infrastructure in place, we have the farm buildings in place, we have our treatment systems in place, we have, and the council themselves have treatment systems. So we need to know what they are looking for further down the tracks. And also, I would ask, or I would urge people to get in touch with Donegal County Council to have their septic tanks inspected, because there is a grant of up to $12,000 to upgrade these tanks, but you can only avail of that grant if the council comes out, does the inspection, and sees that that tank needs work done to it, or that that septic tank is failing. So I would ask people to write into Donegal County Council and ask them to come out if they feel that their septic tank and percolation area is not working, because you never know when the grant would be taken away again. So I think we need to avail of that grant as well to feed into this legislation.
Because, as you mentioned there, the septic tanks, if these aren't upgraded now with the grant, it will be extremely costly for homeowners down the line, and it's still unclear at the moment what exactly will happen in the future.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Along the Swally, there is that 15-kilometre buffer zone, which is going to be difficult, but we are fortunate enough to enjoy good land here. So we do have a situation where a lot of the land along this area can actually, the percolation can actually go onto the ground. So the ground that we have here has no problem in treating the effluent. So we're lucky in that sense. But further down the tracks, legislation could change in relation to that. We have situations like where we have large treatment systems that are in ownership by the council or Irish Water, where they need to look at their own book, because they, up until now, were probably getting discharge licenses. They could fall under tight scrutiny as well. So whenever we are going to upgrade these systems for the purpose of adding housing to our towns, we could get into sticky water as well. So all of that needs to be addressed at this early stage for further down the track.